Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1468, air date July 18th, 2024.
All right, everyone, welcome. This is Dr. Shiva Ayadure. Today we're going to have a discussion on the Trump shooting and what the real truth is and what we can all learn from it. That's what we're going to be talking about. This is a part of our town hall that we do every Thursday. So we have all of our town hall members who are on Zoom. Those of you who are interested in joining the town hall, you can actually go to it right now. You can go to Shiva for President, numeral 4president.com/town hall. If you want to join, or you can join here on social media. So anyway, welcome. The title of today's talk is going to be something that I hope it'll really help delve into the level of deception that's taking place. And it's called the Trump quote unquote shooting, the real winner and the real deception. And then we'll introduce people and then we'll go into a conversation. We can ask questions. So to all of you people on social media, we do these again every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. And you can see right there, if you're on social, you can go to vashiva.com/orientation at 11 a.m. or 8 p.m. And it's an opportunity that we open up as a service to the public to learn about the Movement for Truth, Freedom, Health, to learn about my run for president, but more importantly, to recognize that we're building a global community for people to really elevate their consciousness about what's going on. So in the context of this discussion, the Trump quote unquote shooting and the real winner and the real deception, I want to lay a framework for everyone. Many of you who know about my work and our movement's work probably became more aware of it around 2019 and 2020. Why? Well, you guys know I'm a systems scientist with all my, you know, bunch of degrees out of MIT, used to teach there. Won a bunch of awards, created the first email system, all this stuff, right? That by all face value, I should be part of the elites. But I couldn't do that for many, many reasons you can go see other videos about. So my journey has always been applying system science and the scientific method to always look at truth, wherever that takes me. And it's beyond left or right, beyond pro-vax or anti-vax, you know, beyond pro and anti in general. And this is disturbing to the elites because guys like me should be in one of their camps manipulating you. So first of all, one of the things that you can do for yourselves if you haven't is to go to Shatter the Swarm, S-H-A-T-T-E-R, the T-H-E, Swarm, S-W-A-R-M.com. Thanks, Trace, put it up. And you'll learn how the few control the 8 billion. And that video, as I've mentioned, is not something I could create overnight. That took me about 50 years to do that. Whiteboard is still over there in the corner. It's a classic. What's good about that is everyone can understand deep, deep knowledge of system science, but in a very tangible way. So if you haven't seen it, see it. If you've seen it, go see it again. All right. Now, in 2019 and 2020, I used system science. I used the scientific method and shared my conclusions, the truth at the right time. And we saved hundreds of millions of people's lives. One of those truths was the fact that this quote unquote pandemic would destroy economies, would suppress truth and destroy economies. That was a tweet I put out in March of 2020, I think March 23rd, actually a little bit before that, maybe March 10th. 13 days later, I wrote to Trump. I said, don't lock down the United States. You don't need to lock down. If you think there's a pandemic, focus on the immune system. And I gave a protocol. That letter was delivered along with 128,000 signatures to Trump. We did that. Okay, we did that. Then when my election was stolen in late September of 2020, I did all the work without any funding, day and night, stayed awake, did four major reports. Very, very proud of those reports. They're deep analysis. And we were the ones who exposed the election fraud, that elections are selections. The Trumpers took that. In fact, Donald Trump took my work and made about $500 million with that work. He rode the wave of my hard work. And when I met with Trump after he had supported the guy in Massachusetts who did the election fraud, and I originally wasn't going to go to Mar-a-Lago, to give you the timeline of this, just so you get the perspective, in 2019, I was already doing many videos. I was being invited by the National Science Foundation because I'm one of the leading guys on the immune system. That's 2019, talking about why vaccine mandates make no sense. The right medicine for the right person at the right time, not one size fit all. And then I met this really, really satanic individual called Booby fucking Kennedy, who was acting like he was for the medical freedom movement. He's a trained actor. He comes from an organized crime family. He was misleading all these women. And here I was actually doing education to tell people to think beyond pro or anti-vax, talk about boosting the immune system. When I come across Kennedy, I found a video one of his former workers gave me where he says, I believe in full vaccination of all Americans, but he's going to somehow create safe vaccines. Complete nonsense. And he's also a Zionist cocksucker and a plagiarist and, you know, drove his wife to hang herself, among many things. I had to do the exposition of Kennedy. You can go look at rfkexposed.com. We lost 20% of our followers who were Kennedy, who want to suck Booby's cock. Okay? You can go look at all that. It's in the timeline. And when I exposed him, you know how the Kennedys behave. They follow the Hitler model. They create a big lie. He said that I was a vaccine maker. He said, I'm a big pharma guy, that Bill Gates was my friend. I had to sue him in federal court. And he ran away from getting served. My own lawyer who I'd hired was a Kennedy freak, and he didn't do papers right, so we had to bring it back. You see, this is how the swarm is. They never want you to attack the swarm. You can go read all about that. And that lawsuit is still outstanding. He created a blog page, absolutely made up, saying that I make vaccines. You can come to our building. I don't even know where vaccines are in our building. Complete scumbag. So that was 2019, 2020. Then in September 2020, when my election was stolen, I had to understand the voting systems, what they were about. That's when the pandemic hit. So on the one hand, I'm exposing voting systems using all the training I got as a scientist and an engineer. I'm also having to expose Fauci. And on top of that, I would do 3-4 videos for all of you guys every day, teaching how to take care of your immune system. Why did I do all that? We didn't get paid a penny, guys. But we saved hundreds of millions of people, working people's lives all over the world, while these guys were promoting lockdowns. Fucking Trump was promoting lockdowns. Booby Kennedy was promoting lockdowns. I was the only one against them at the right time. I always tell the truth. I always apply system science. And all the MAGA people loved me. Oh, yeah, Dr. Shiva's exposing election fraud for our guy, Trump. Trump used my stuff, as I was saying earlier. Trump made a $500 million. And in late 2022, after I've exposed election fraud, after he's made money, he endorses a guy in Massachusetts who committed election fraud for governor against me. I get an invite to Mar-a-Lago. I'm not Trump's cocksucker. We refuse. We had our meeting with 200 of our volunteers in a Zoom. We said, no, on a principle basis, until you retract that endorsement. I got invited again. When I was in Miami, everyone pressured me. Oh, Trump's a good guy. You know, you got to give him a chance. Well, I met with him. 2-hour meeting. I wasn't impressed by this fool. There was a woman going in and out of his meeting called Susie Wiles, and you can look her up. She's his handler. She's from the deep state PR company called Ballard Communications. You see, I have insights to these people because they think that I'm one of them, that I'm going to help them out because I went to MIT and I got all that pedigree. Second time I met with Trump, he said, what do you want from me? He goes, what do you want? He thought I'm there to get something from him. I said, I don't want anything. I said, why did you endorse a fucking scumbag? He said, oh, that guy's not a fucking scumbag. I said, yes, he is. And the conversation went like this, where he's praising me. Oh, you're an amazing guy. You're so smart. Da, 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 da. He thought he could buy me off through his praises. The second time I met with Trump, I said, look, the elites have their academics who do not want anything about election fraud coming up. So anytime I do a piece of work, Harvard, Yale, MIT get together and attack me. We need to create our own institution. I said, why don't you take about $500 million of that dollar and put $20 million into an endowment and I will create an institution? Not one fucking penny. He doesn't want to solve election fraud. He just wants to make money from election fraud. WWE. He's a motherfucker. So I did what my friends wanted. Oh, Trump could be a good guy. He's a motherfucker. So what have we seen since October 7th? In fact, what have we seen? What we've seen is the using of the American people to consolidate power for the swarm, to create a one world government. And the way they're doing it is with actors who are telling you that they're anti-establishment, but they are the not so obvious establishment, which is what our movement teaches you. The not so obvious establishment. Repeat, the not so obvious establishment. And this stuff is not intuitive to figure out. There's a science behind what they do, and it's called system science. And we've made that available. We've created a community. We've created this tonight, which we do twice a day on Thursdays for all of you, so you could learn the science. You could have a community, because you don't have community anymore on this planet Earth anymore. Everyone's in their own little vehicles, you know, on these stupid iPhones all day. There is no community. So we create a community. Then we give direction. We give leadership. We kick people's ass to get on the ground and talk to people to build a movement. We do a lot of stuff, guys, because my journey brought me to this point. I could not sell out. Trump is a fucking agent of the swarm. Likely works for Mossad. Same with Elon Musk. Same with Tucker Carlson. Same with Alex Jones. Same with Tulsi Gabbard. You see, the quote-unquote right, which for the last 4 years has been attacking the left as woke, which they are, but using that as though they are against the deep state and establishment, is the establishment. When I came out, this brown face was getting popular, talking the truth. So they created overnight. Think about it. Over the last 4 years, all these brown faces, Vivek the Snake, Jay Bhattacharya, who did a bogus lawsuit, which fucked up, which gave a presidential ruling, Asim Malhotra, J.D. Vance, another Indian Brahmin. Where are these Brahmins coming out of? I'm not a Brahmin. I'm one of us, bottoms up. Most of India is non-Brahmins. But what do you see now? Rishi Sunak, Brahmins, Brahmins, Brahmins. And Brahmins are, Brahminism is Nazism, is Zionism. They're all coming together globally. Trump is going to be the anointed savior. A guy who got multiple deferments to go to war. He's courageous bullshit. He's a pussy. He gave Fauci a commendation award 12 hours before he left. He's an actor. He's WWE. Trump is inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. They're spitting in your face, thinking you're a bunch of fucking idiots. Now, a shooting takes place, quote unquote, a shooting. And let's review that, because I'll give you my experience. Within minutes of it occurring, a friend of mine called me. He goes, "Oh my God, Trump's been shot." I go on Twitter, which is, by the way, the platform for politics, which has been infiltrated and owned by the government by none other than Elon Musk, where government ends and Elon Musk begins, nobody knows. So I go on Twitter and you can't post anything. No posts. It's like it's shut down. And then after 15 minutes, Twitter comes up. And what do you see? You see this picture of fucking Iwo Jima, Trump with his fist, you know, with as though he's Braveheart. I'm like, this is fucked up. From this quote unquote event where everyone has iPhones, no other pictures, nothing. And then one BBC who works for the MI6, right? CIA of Britain with this red haired kid talking. It's like very controlled in an era where everyone has iPhones. Where are all the thousands of videos? I mean, this is just fucking logic. They want us to defy our logic. It's like when I was 12, I used to watch it was called WWF wrestling. And some of my friends thought it was fucking real. You knew it was bullshit. They're insulting people, but over the last 4 years, they've created the Red Hat MAGAtards who loved me because I was exposing stuff that was beneficial to Trump. But after I saw this, I put out a tweet. You can go see it on my Twitter feed. I said, what is really being staged? I said, which is the real stage? I'll bring it up to you guys. So you see it, if you haven't seen it. I asked a question and I said, and by the way, the word staged was trending all over the world because other people were starting to wonder, this doesn't make any sense. I mean, anyone who has any level of instinct, you know, any level would see something wasn't adding up. So the tweet that I put up, let me bring it up, was this. And by the way, everyone knows my tweets are massively suppressed. Let me bring this up to everyone on social media, and I'll bring it up to you guys. Let me go over here. So can everyone see that? Suresh, can you see that on? You can see. Okay. So this is a tweet I put up, okay? What it says is, which one is staged? I can see why some may wonder. This was, you know, moments after. So this is Trump with his fist at a WWE, at a different WWE here. He's about to shave Vince McMahon in here. And you notice this tweet got 197,000 views. They let this go and all the MAGAtards came and started attacking me. How could you say this? Da, 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 da. I'm blocking you, da, 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 da. And within, by the way, I've lost close to, you know, and it's going, you know, about 3,000-4,000 followers. That's okay. It's like when we exposed Kennedy and Trump before. But you see, they know how to turn on the spigot to have the trolls come attack. And then when real other stuff comes out, they know how to shut it down. That's what's going on. They don't do this to anyone else. Not to anyone else I know is running for president, at least, and or more. But this is something that's been going on consistently. It's disgraceful. And this is brought to you by Elon fucking Musk, who's not, you know, a defender of speech by any means. So I put that out. And you start seeing all these inconsistencies. Even MAGA people come out and say that last time they went to Butler, Pennsylvania, there were sharpshooters everywhere. And this time, like one guy says he didn't see any, then they have one. Just think about that. But most importantly, after those 15 minutes, where are all the social media posts? Totally controlled. Just one picture. One, the New York Times, I think, photographer, Doug Mills, who's, by the way, at the 9/11 thing, He's the only photo that gets out, the iconic photo. And we'll talk about that. These photos that the elites create. And by the way, if you look at that, it literally looks with the crossing like Iwo Jima. By the way, there's a lot of controversy of the guy Rosenthal on the Iwo Jima photograph that it too was staged. You can go read about that separately. The point is, who is deciding what photographs get out? How did that happen like that? And again, I have to ask, where are all these other photos? Where are all the videos? Where we live in a world of iPhone people sharing videos of their dog, cats, whatever. Where are all the videos? Okay. A 20-year-old were led to believe broad daylight his parents were looking for him for 3 hours. They'd already told the police. Nearly an hour to 30 minutes before, people are telling this guy's up there, nothing happens. Really? Go look at previous events when someone thought someone's going to shoot Trump. He runs like a, you know, a scaredy cat out of there. Stands there, gets supposedly shot at, goes down and says, wait, 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 raises his fist. Perfect photo. Perfect showing supposedly his bullet going by. Someone sat there, you know, f-stop at a very, very high rate to capture that. All perfectly timed. Someone gets shot. Trump goes to the hospital. Typically, a surgeon would come out and say, this is what's happened to the president. These are his medical reports. They want us to believe this, all these inconsistencies. So when I expose it this time, the same MAGA people who are fine with me exposing election fraud, fine with me exposing Fauci, fine with me fighting against vaccine mandates and mask mandates. No, 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 you can't say this. You can't say any of this. Silencing. Silently. And many of you know something's wrong, but you're being quiet. All the media from CNN left and right are being quiet. They're not talking about any of these inconsistencies. And then you see the kumbaya of Obama coming out and look at his tweet. It's very interesting. It says, oh yeah, we are against political violence. What does he mean by that? Political violence, people rising up and fighting for their own interests. What does he mean by political violence? There's political violence being waged on the people in Gaza. There's political violence being waged on everyone else here. Look at this graph. Lifespan is going down in the United States. That's political violence. What does he mean we're against political violence? What he's really saying is we don't want masses to rise up. And this Trump, quote unquote, shooting is going to be used so you are silenced. Much harder than the left could ever silence you. I mean, I feel more under threat now than I did ever speaking out against Fauci or the pandemic. There's this very deep wave of fascism that's arising. They've taken all the white working class and split them, and now they're bringing them together. Biden says he had a good conversation with Trump. I mean, does any of this make sense to you? How fucking Biden wins an election? So they have this frail guy, and now they're going to bring the great hero, Trump, in a landslide victory. And what is the goal of all this? It is about a one world government. It is about the swarm coming together. Immediately, within seconds, Elon Musk says, I endorse Trump, puts up that picture, gives him $45 million per month. So Elon Musk is going to give him $45 million in July, $45 million in August, $45 million in September, $45 million in October. Add that up. It's about $200 million, one man. And we know Elon Musk works for, he is a government agent. Elon Musk steals my exact words. He suddenly starts talking about, oh yeah, we need paper ballots. He didn't say that in fucking 2020. And then the next tweet he puts out is a tweet that I've been educating all of you guys on, that timely truth is the most important thing. Telling the truth at the right time. And delayed truth is deadly. You know what he puts up? He puts up a tweet saying, yes, timely truth is very important for raising consciousness. They are watching me. They're watching our movement. They have all the analysis. They're saying, fuck, people are really watching Dr. Shiva. They're getting it. So we will have to hijack that truth. When I was meeting with Trump, he was taking, wow, that's a good statement. I could use that. You have no idea the war that's being conducted. And remember Mossad's slogan, through deception, thou shalt do war. Let me repeat that again. Through deception, thou shalt do war. Everyone's saying, oh my God, we're going to blow up the world. Yeah, we're going to start World War III. No, they don't need to do that. They're doing war through deception. Who's a real winner out of all this? So my talk today is the Trump shooting, the real winner, and the real deception. And if you go through this whole, the level of inconsistencies is bigger than 9/11. Yet, booby fucking Kennedy and Trump, weeks before this incident, were saying, yes, we must, I want to talk about 9/11. I want to talk about JFK files. Who the fuck cares about JFK files today? They're like already 60 years old. 9/11 is 20 years old. I didn't see any of these guys talking about it now, but they don't want to talk about the Epstein files. You see, on July 2nd, a grand jury dumped all the deposition and transcripts of many victims. And a number of victims were blaming Trump. They had detailed depositions. Isn't it timely that you create this diversion? And guess who was the other guy who hung out with Epstein? Booby fucking Kennedy. And guess who's now coming together? Booby and Trump, which we've always known. They more than likely banged all the same women. Marla Maples, who contacted me, if you go look at, there's a video I did with her. She said, oh, me and Tiffany love you. You're epics. Tiffany thinks you're epic. Tiffany Trump, because I was doing all these things, exposing the election, exposing Fauci. But then when I attacked Kennedy, she didn't want to talk about it because she likes to probably suck Kennedy's cock. These people are all interconnected, a swarm, right? And they need a new fake savior. Our slogan in our movement is save yourself. Save yourself. And if you want the tools, we'll teach you how to save yourself. But you cannot be looking to me, looking to anyone else to save you. That is dangerous. But I have learned the tools, and I can provide you the tools so you can save yourself. Save yourself from what? This destruction. Cost of living is going up. Lifespan is coming down. This is not something that occurred yesterday. This is something that's been going on for 60 years. They don't like you. They want to kill you. They think you're fucking stupid. If someone wants to shoot someone, two things are going to happen. From a probabilistic, just work out the probability. And if you want, I could do the math for you. Either you miss or you fucking blow their head off. The probability, you nick their ear perfectly, right? And blood is over here and here, sometimes on the hand, sometimes not. Come on. Do they really think we're this fucking stupid? It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace what's going on. And they're taking advantage of quote unquote Christian Zionists. And they're taking advantage of all these MAGAtards. Some of them hardworking people. The good news is this, because of all the work we've been doing, there's a huge tidal wave of independent minded people coming. And that's why the word stage started trending, because people are saying, I don't fucking believe it. We go out and we hand out, you know, we go collect signatures. 7 out of 10 people out there are actually saying, we don't believe this is real. They're not interviewing them. They don't, majority of people know this was bullshit. But they have a minority of thugs shoving it down people's throats. And the media is being silent, complicit in all of this. So when you look at this timeline, they put in a fucking idiot like Joe Biden, who he's demented, so they could have a Trump come in on a landslide. And then they'll say, we have a mandate. We have a mandate to fucking destroy Iran. We have a mandate to fucking bring in centralized digital currencies. We have a mandate to make sure we further fortify Israel. And so on and so on and so on and so on. And if you say anything against them, we may even fucking take you out. Not by the government, but by all these crazy people out there. We've had volunteers in the last 2 days who are collecting signatures not get attacked by the left, but by MAGA fucking tards pushing 70-year-old women. Oh, you're taking votes away from Trump. Oh, but you believe in free speech. You believe you claim you live in America. We're headed towards fascism. And so the real winner in all this is a swarm. Trump is all about fucking making money and looking good. He wanted to be an actor, but he was too lazy to learn acting. So he went the WWE route. So what's the real deception here? Because the talk is Trump shooting the real winner and the real deception. Here's the real deception. I spoke about it this morning. Here's the real deception. Listen very carefully. The psychological analysis, the mythological analysis, the Jungian analysis that was done over many, many years, exhibited in the works of Joseph Campbell, among others, was a deep recognition in the psyche of every human being is this deep, deep, deep love and support and seeking to support the underdog, what you call the hero's journey. It's a very specific narrative. Some people argue it may exist genetically within us, like within our operating system, to seek heroes, the underdog. It's called the hero's journey. The elites know about this. It is one of the most powerful narratives. It's in every major text all over the world, in the Kalevala travels of the Finnish people, in the Ramayana of the Hindus, you know, in Beowulf of Old English, and you can keep going on. Star Wars, Luke Skywalker, the concept of an individual who's in some ways an ordinary human being who's called to do something great. He doesn't want to do it. A sage appears, brings him into the hero's journey. He loses. He's the underdog, and then comes out of this depression and fights and bring some greatness to the world. It is a very powerful story. There are real heroes who've gone through that journey, and the elites know about this very deep narrative. They have hijacked that narrative, and they know it's deep within us, so they are creating fake fucking saviors. It's one of the most powerful deceptions you can ever think about. And then to associate that with a Christ figure, a savior, is like, you know, icing on the cake. So when you mix religion with politics and ideology, you can create, you can manipulate the fuck out of people. Trump, really? He's driven by Christ, really? He fucking was banging prostitutes while his wife was pregnant. And God knows what that relationship is really all about. What has he done for other human beings? What has his family done? They flaunt their wealth. This is not quote unquote Christian. He said he was against the deep state. He brought in the deep state. He said he was going to lock up Hillary. Nope. The day after he wins, he goes, that was for the election. Now we move on. As people are saying, lock her up. When he first came into office, he passed an executive order, which many people didn't read. It said anti-Zionism is equated to anti-Semitism. And then on December of last year, he had a nut job called Mike Johnson pass that as a proclamation. And then in March, they made it into a bill that passed the House in a massive majority. Why? Because I and our movement was exposing what is Zionism, that you don't have to be Jewish to be Zionist. We were educating people on a very fundamental concept, which has been used to manipulate people. Trump is as Zionist as you get. In Haaretz, I think 84, 92% of people voted that Trump is the most Zionist presidential candidate that they've ever had. He's their man. He was put into power in 2020 by Netanyahu. You can look at the works of James Borfman. I've done videos on this. This guy is a front man as you can get for Zionism. And Zionism is racism in the service of imperialism. It has nothing to do with America. It's anti-American. Now, with this quote-unquote shooting, he's anointed. It's interesting. They did it, the shooting at 6:11, and then they read you Ephesians in the Bible, which talks about, you know, the armor of God will protect thee. I mean, all this stuff is manipulation. All of it. We're living in deception. The pandemic was a deception. Elections are selections. Deception. Elon Musk, fucking serious deception. He's not a free speech absolutist. It's deception after deception after deception. Tucker Carlson ain't a fucking journalist. He's a CIA agent. So this was a pinnacle of it. The swarm needs a mandate, a landslide. And that is what they're preparing. This is not even an election anymore. It's an anointing. The only thing that stands in the way of what they want to do and what the true goals of the rest of the 8 billion people is our movement, period. And what is this movement? Well, number one, it's a community. What's our goal? We want to make sure people live long, healthy lives. They know how to think. They know how to fight. They know how to heal themselves. Our movement has those solutions. We're the ones who created a bottoms-up solution for understanding where our food comes from, all the processes it goes through, and that's called Clean Food Certified. It is our movement that offers people educational videos on helping figure out what is the right food for the right person at the right time. Tomorrow, we have a system self-tutorial. You're all welcome to it. The technology I created allows us to figure out of nature's 10 to the power of 32, 10 with 32 zeros. That's how many compounds are in nature. What are the right combinations that can heal pretty much every disease? You see, I've created all these platforms and solutions with no money, because you don't need a lot of money. You need the will to go on to do it with great people. That's what we've done. Our movement has these solutions. Our movement has the most important solution, which is Truth, Freedom, Help, that teaches you how to think, fight, heal, but most importantly, how to save your fucking selves, not looking to others. And we are not looking to convince anyone. And as I gave this analogy before, think about one prison guard maintains a jail of 10,000 people. How does he do that? Even though the doors may be open, because he's convinced people that they have no way out, that they should remain on the plantation. But one person rises, two people rise, three people, and they tell these 10,000 prisoners, look, you can open the door. See, the door opens. You don't need a lot of people, guys. We need enough people with the right consciousness. And that is what our movement delivers. And most importantly, a community. Because the reason people live the longest in the world, the way we change this curve to go the other way, the way that happens is through community. They did amazing, multiple systematic review of centenarians. They may drink, they may smoke, they may not eat perfectly, The reason they lived long was they had friendships and community, people who they could trust. That's a very powerful thing we don't talk about. This movement delivered. You have people who really get what's going on. And we get rid of those people who act wacky. We don't want you. Bye. We can't afford that. We're building a network of people who have the desire to want to learn, who are willing to self-reflect on their own weaknesses, and who are respecting knowledge and education. The elites have a big advantage. They just go out and get all the people that they want who go to MIT, Harvard, blah, 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 give them a lot of money, do all the exams. So they get the creme de la creme. But they get the creme de la creme to advance the needs of power, profit, control, to support Brahmanism, to support Zionism, to support Nazism. That's what they do. So our movement has to do all this work in the midst of all the shadow banning. We have to, in our very humble ways, try to find you guys to come to our open house. Try to incentivize you to get off your butts. I'm running for office. Help us get signatures. Go watch Get Off the Plantation, the course, absolutely free. And if you want, why don't you become a warrior? Why don't you fucking contribute some of your money instead of wasting it on bullshit? Maybe if you went to MIT and they made you pay $200,000, $300,000 for what I teach, you say, oh, wow, that's, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But we don't do that. We're making this knowledge available to all because these people, as this card says, they are killing you. And our movement wants to stop that because of our love and our devotion and our connection to the people that we know who are our people, not their people. So the real winner in the Trump shooting is the swarm. The real deception is to create this fiction of the underdog story and create fake heroes. These people are not heroes. They've never actually suffered in their lives. Everything that they're suffering is a fake suffering. It's all theatrics. They never pay for their crimes at all. Good news is our movement's here. And we have to expand it. And we're committed to finding people who want to expand and grow it. That's it. Trump is a Zionist cocksucker. He's owned by the Zionist. He will serve Zionism. Not you. And just look at all these inconsistencies in this shooting event. And don't let your gut instinct, your gut always knows. Thank you. And by the way, there's a lot of good people get this. Don't think everyone's dumb. Most people get it, but their voices are being suppressed. So how can you help? Number one, we have to get on the ballot in multiple states. Go to shivaforpresident.com. Don't sit on your ass and not help us when we're out there in the trenches. Go help. Go get cards. I'll pass them out. When we do introductions, we'll introduce you to the local state leaders. I mean, everything we do is a bottoms-up organization. We don't have like paid hands out there. We have full-time people work and they help us. So if you really love yourself and want to save yourself and your family, get the fuck involved. Don't be watching us while we're in the trenches fighting. That's even worse because you know what's right and you're just watching. You're just non-committal. It's bullshit. Get involved. Let's take some questions, Suresh. And by the way, if you're new here, welcome. The rule is the ethos, the ethics here are use a little button to raise your hand and introduce yourself. Because obviously, Booby fucking Kennedy sends his spies here and they literally steal our stuff. So if you're new, please do that out of basic respect. If not, we're going to throw you in the waiting room. Okay. because it's just not fair. So be an adult, introduce yourself. Because we like to hear from you too. It's very, very exciting for us to get new people. So let's go. Let's introduce people, Suresh.
Yes, please click on reactions button and then raise your hand. We'll call your name and ask you to unmute.
And I know some of the people, so yeah, kindly do that. Everyone use the reactions button and raise your hand.
Only new people, there will be a Q&A section later. You can ask questions later. This section is for introducing yourself.
Yeah, just introduce yourself. So we have Andrew Hunt. You look new. Are you new, Andrew? You've been here? Okay. Hey, Mark, good to see you. All right, let's go. Let's introduce people. Let's go to Kathleen Emmert, E-M-M-E-R-T. Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, so just please tell us where you're from, how you came to find us, and I'll notice many people put their what part of the world. Where are you from, Kathleen?
Farmington, New Mexico.
Okay, great. Good to have you.
Yeah, and I saw some of your stuff back in 2019, 2020. And then more recently, I've been watching most of your videos. And here I am today.
Very nice to have you, Kathleen. And what do you do in New Mexico, Kathleen?
Well, I am right now, I am just a widow. I'm not working and just trying to fix up my house and do the stuff I need to get done.
All right. Well, very nice to have you.
Thank you so much.
Let's go to Ashley Magno in Texas. And by the way, let me just bring Ryan in. Ryan, are you there in Texas?
Yeah, I'm here, Dr. Shiva.
Yeah. So Ryan, I'm going to make you, Suresh, can you, Kathleen, we want to connect you with Ryan. Because he's helping us in that area, in that region. And Ryan, maybe you can connect people like the Bazin in New Mexico. Okay.
Okay.
It's Suresh, if you can connect them up, that way Kathleen has a contact. That's part of one of the things we like to do in open houses. So you can build community by meeting some people in your regionally local area. Ashley, how are you? Ryan, do you know Ashley?
No.
Oh, I do not. I think Ashley may be new.
So Ashley, say hello to Ryan. Ryan's in Dallas, Texas.
Howdy from the greater Houston area. And nice. Dr. Shiva, we've actually met before. I interviewed you for my podcast on Real Life with Ashley.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Obviously, life's been a roller coaster, not just for the entire world, but I'm back, you know, and sorry, it's kind of taken me so long to get on here. It's just, you know, I'm about to start school in the fall. I got to hurry up and get this degree over with. So it's just, I'm a mother as well. So life's just been really busy.
I say
crazy and whatnot. But yeah, it's good to be here. And I'm glad I finally got to make the time.
What's your degree in that you're pursuing?
I'm kind of embarrassed. Promise you won't judge me?
No.
PR and strategic communication.
Okay, that's good. Well, you learn a lot from studying system science because it goes to the heart of what PR is. PR is messaging. It's very powerful. The messages that they put in to get a certain reaction.
Right, but remember, I'm going at this with a very different mindset and conscious. So All these other fellow students and whatnot, it's going to be so different. But I'm glad I'm going in with this type of mindset because if I still had the same mindset before 2020, I'd be another fucking idiot like the rest of this world. So
yeah,
believing Trump was really trying to be assassinated. Anyway, right. It's good to see you. It's good to be here. I wish I can actually, you know, stay and chit chat more, but I believe Ryan has my number now. So Ryan, texts me anytime, but I got to make sure my son takes a bath now.
Right.
So I'm so sorry to guys.
Yes, but great, Ashley. Yeah, just make
sure. I promise.
Yeah, make sure you and Ryan get your information.
Absolutely. He's got my number.
Okay, great. Let's go to Susan O'Neill. Susan, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Where are you from, Susan?
I'm doing great. Right now, I'm in southeastern Arizona in Douglas, right on the border.
In Douglas, okay. Do you know Marianne Barry?
Yes, by business. No, I don't know anyone down here. I'd like to, though.
Yeah, so
I mean, I do know people, but I don't know anyone in the movement, right?
Yeah, so Marianne is our leader in Arizona. She's been doing a great job mobilizing people there. So you and Marianne should connect. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I did. I was supposed to put my phone number in the chat.
Yeah, and I'll pick it up and I'll give you a buzz.
Okay, great. I was supposed to call. I put in a message to talk to Dr. Shiva on Sunday, but I didn't hear from you. But I have, during COVID, I put out a health freedom booth and started giving out information about the injection and so on. But I think, you know, I think it's all kind of, I feel like it's kind of culminating for me. I have a degree in communications. I'm pretty good at messaging. And that I have a background in medicine, and I'm interested in the warrior, whatever it is, movement. And so I think, yeah, I'm pretty excited. Is Marion nearby?
I'm in Tucson.
Great, not too far.
Yeah, so Suresh will, if you put your stuff in the chat, Suresh will connect both of you. But good to have you, Susan.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, let's go to Sonia. Sonia? Sonia's got her hand up. So, Sonia, go ahead. Is there something you want to share now, Sonia? Sonia Frederick? Maybe that's a mistake. Let's go over to Gloria Janek. Gloria, how are you? You have to unmute yourself, Gloria. A little pop-up will come. You have to unmute yourself. We can't hear you. You have to unmute. Can you unmute yourself? Okay. There you go. Oh, you have to unmute yourself. There you go.
Yeah.
Hi, Gloria. How are you? What part of the world are you from?
Oh, I'm not new. My name is Anna Janek. Just my computer didn't work, so I'm using my daughter's computer.
Oh, okay.
Gloria is my daughter.
Oh, yeah. You're in Illinois. Is it Michigan?
In Michigan.
Yes.
Yes.
Great. Yeah. So I'm assuming you may have connected with Rebecca. Have you talked to Rebecca?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, great. Good to have you. I know you're.
And I will help to collect signatures in Ohio.
Yeah, please do that. We need a few more. Yeah. Anyone here, if you're in the Ohio area, we need a few more people to help in that area to collect signatures. So Rebecca is working very, very hard, but she needs a few more people. So Gloria, please connect with Rebecca ASAP, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Michael W. in Michigan. Michael? Michael. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Hey, Michael. How are
you? Hello, Dr. Shiva.
Good. Tell us.
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from Michigan. I work as a nurse. And I first learned about you. I used to be a follower, Jimmy Dore. And then I kept hearing about, you know, that, hey, there's this Dr. Shiva that Jimmy Dore won't have on. And then this genocide happened. And I was like, hey, and I think probably on Twitter, someone posted something from you. And at that time, I was pretty demoralized, you know, thinking I'd seen Cornel West, I'd seen Jill Stein, just kind of being really weak against Zionism, and not really calling it out. So I'm really grateful for your campaign for really, you know, giving me an option here to look, something to look forward to in November.
So, Michael, you should connect with Rebecca, who's sort of a Midwest leader there. Suresh, can you give Rebecca's information to Michael right away? How close are you to Ohio, Michael?
I'm near the Flint area.
So I don't know. I don't have a map up. How?
It'd be a little bit of a ways.
Okay.
But
what you should do is you should connect with Gloria. Okay. And Doris is here. Doris, where's Doris? Doris, I believe Doris is in Michigan. Doris, are you here? Yeah. So Doris is one of our leaders in training. Doris, can you say hello? Can you unmute?
Hello. Yes, I am. I'm in Michigan. Anna might be going with me Saturday to Ohio. We're going to drive for the day at least. And then,
So, Doris, I'm sure you probably know Gloria, right? Janik?
Yeah, it's Anna, really. She's using her dog.
Sorry, Anna. Can you connect with Michael right now?
Sure, if he wants me, I can give him my phone number in the chat.
No, Suresh, you'll facilitate it. Suresh will get it and send it over to you.
Yep.
Michael, get involved. What do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
Okay. Yeah, so you may enjoy tomorrow. Go to vashiva.com/ systemshealth.com/tutorial. But we do a whole discussion on health. But you should attend that. You'll enjoy it. But please connect with Doris.
I've signed up.
Oh, you are? Okay, good. Yep. All right, good to have you, Michael.
Thank you.
Sonia, go ahead. Sonia Frederick, North Carolina. Sonia? Sonia's got her hand up. All right. Are there any other new people that we didn't introduce? I see a bunch of names. Amal Gebre, do you want to introduce yourself? Amal? Ghebre, Amal. Ross Westland. Hi, Ross.
Hi, Dr. Shiva.
Hey, Ross, where are you out of?
I'm actually working right now.
Oh.
I'm out of Olympia, Washington.
Okay. Have you connect with Blazin?
I've been collecting signatures.
Oh, great. Great, Ross. I'm glad you're doing that. You guys did a great job there.
Yeah.
All right. What are you doing right now?
I'm at work. I'm running a harvester machine. It harvests turf.
Oh, I see. All right. Very cool. Good to have you.
All right.
All right.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I'll let Baza know. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. All right, let's move on to Roberto Punko, or Robert Punko. Robert, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, Dr. Shiva. Yep.
Hey, Robert, where are you at?
I've been here before. I'm at Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Oh, okay, got it. Yep, I remember.
I've been here for quite a while.
Okay, good. And I remember now, sorry.
Yep.
All right, if everyone's introduced themselves, we can take any Q&A. It's 10:13. Any Q&A from people? Okay, the Q&A, kindly keep it focused on the topic here about the deception, the shooting, you know, what your thoughts are on that. Let's go to Mike from Thailand. Mike, go ahead, Mike.
Well, Dr. Shiva, I had a question about the shooting. So correct me if I'm wrong, but there's about 70 million Christian Zionists, and there's about 70, 80 million MAGA hardcore people. Are these overlapping or is it?
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are, man. Big time.
Okay. And the goal, I guess, what I have learned from you, from your thinking, is that this massive group of people is being kept from, because now is the time to just like rise up but keeping everybody calm. So I find that quite interesting. And also I'm wondering about Netanyahu is supposed to be in D.C. next week. And where's AIPAC going to be held?
I'm not sure, but Netanyahu was invited to speak to both sessions of Congress.
Right.
the last time Herzog was invited, the last president. You know, to speak to both sessions of Congress is a pretty major honor. The issue is, I didn't vote for Netanyahu. I mean, where is this guy coming out of? Why is he able to address both houses of Congress? What power does he have that compels 98% of the congressmen to okay his visit to the United States and to address Congress? That's what the question is, Mike, you know? And I think what you'll find is they have shit on all these people. They own all of them, monetarily, emotionally, psychologically, in all different ways. So the United States is occupied. The United States is what's occupied.
Yes.
Yep.
And this shooting, I mean, we know that it's inside job and we know that it's incompetence, but are they both about the same amount, or was there more incompetence than the inside job, or does it really matter? I mean, I'm kind of curious about that.
It's funny. Look, when you start, it's very hard to do all the research on this, but do you know the Secret Service's budget? Biden wanted X, but Congress gave him $79 million more. The Secret Service budget is now $3.3 billion. $2.9 billion goes into operational protection, including for presidential campaigns and the president. So that's more than the defense budget of a lot of countries. And this is just one group. So I find it very, very difficult to believe. You go to an open area, supposedly, which was a random set of people, right in front is a shed with a guy who gets on top, right? I mean, none of this adds up. I don't think it's incompetence. And you have to ask yourself, who is the biggest beneficiary of this? You have to really ask yourself that. It's Trump.
Yes.
And who?
Yes.
Who, and the swarm, because you can't even talk about this anymore. CNN, MSNBC, they're all saying, well, Trump is this, Trump. I mean, it's like now it's in vogue to be a Trumper. Overnight, any criticisms of the incident itself or questioning of the incident has become off topic. You see, you can't talk about it. By the way, we try to post a simple post on Substack. Substack has censored that post. No one else has
too. Yeah, right. Yeah, well, I love the word swarm, because we're going to hear a lot more about that. Because, I mean, what's to stop a truck, you know, 50 kilometers away when he talk? If he's going to address people again in a stadium or outside, what's to stop a swarm of kamikaze drones? Snipers are, I think they're going by the way, they're not even needed anymore. We're in a new phase now. But that's enough about him with that show. But I was wondering, I heard the other day about, I watched for 36 minutes J.D. Vance, because I don't know who this man is. So I watched something, and it was very, very just stunning. But I remember him saying how they always steal your material. Like he doesn't forget where he came from. He won't forget where he came from. So, yeah, it's all it's really amazing because of you, Dr. Shiva. It's really incredible. And I just want to tell you that I just finished my, you know, the Warrior program, wrote my little paper, and I submitted it last week. It said it took, but then I just went in there again recently and it didn't take. So I just submitted it again.
So, Suresh, maybe you can help Mike with, because Suresh wrote all that code and he can help you. OK, he'll figure it out.
OK,
Suresh, can you help?
OK.
Follow up with Mike.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Mike.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Let's go over to Jason Jeffries, Jeffries from Canada. Jason, go ahead.
Hi. I was just wondering if you would suggest, once we like find someone new that we thought was truthful and trustworthy before, once we find out that they're actually the not so obvious establishment, should we call them out basically on it on social media? Because there's been David E. Martin. I used to basically believe what he said, but recently he was on that streamer's live that other guy that found you earlier, Michael. Jimmy Dore, I guess he was on his podcast. Because Jimmy Dore is also part of the establishment.
Oh, yeah, big time.
But now, David E. Martin is on his podcast just now. And I just found out that David E. Martin is also not so obvious establishment. So,
David, the other guy, I was invited somewhere and he was wearing a stupid little bow tie. That was his shtick then, wearing a bow tie. That's that guy, right? Jason? Yeah. Yeah, you need to, when you call out these people,
That guy.
Yeah.
And you can like do someone it. Else I'm not sure about is like Andrew Tate.
Andrew Tate.
I know his dad was in the CIA. His dad was in the CIA, and like he just kind of blew up on social media out of nowhere. He supports Trump, but I'm not sure. Maybe he's just like lower caste swarm. Like, I'm not sure if he was paid by the CIA or if he actually made his money and he just is kind of trying to find his place within the swarm.
He's a disgusting human being. He's trafficking women, right? You have to understand, Jason, one of the things that's happening is people are acting anti-establishment, but look at their history as human beings. It is in vogue to talk anti-establishment rhetoric. I had an interesting guy who came here to do some work, and he's from the Black community in Boston, and wow, this is interesting. Someone just wrote to me, my former campaign manager, Mike, he goes, turned on the RNC. He goes, in viewing Trump Jr. and viewing the crowds chanting and raise fists, it brought me back to the Hitler rallies from 1933 to 1938. He goes, Mike just sent me this. He goes, I always wondered how people could be so propagandized that they could be led so euphorically into World War II. Now I see it happening again right before my eyes, and continue to wonder how people in a nation can once have been led so blindly to their own slaughter and destruction again. That's what's going on. Anyway, Jason, you have to call these people out, you know? And that's what our training does. But do it in a very methodical way. If you go through leadership training, we teach you the expository method. Mm-hmm. So you're not just doing it offhandedly, okay?
Yeah, I've been a warrior, but I'm definitely going to get on that, off the plantation.
Yes, Suresh will help you with that, okay?
Thanks. Oh, perfect. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep. Let's go to Sonia. Did you want to say something, Sonia Frederick?
Hey, Dr. Shiva. Yeah, so the confusion with the other Sonia Frederick, because there's two of me on here tonight.
Oh.
New volunteer gentleman named William. I shared the link with him because the meeting had already started. And I see. Yeah. So he was, I assume he was going to introduce himself earlier. I don't know if William, if you'd like to speak now.
Is William here? Sonia, before you go, before we try to find William, can you just share the two experiences you had of these quote unquote rednecks coming after you when you were collecting signatures?
Both of them were Trump supporters. One of them, for whatever reason, he decided because I was out there collecting signatures that I supported Biden. And he told me that I was not an American and that I needed to go back up north with Biden. The other one decided that I was blaming Trump for the situation in our country. And he didn't even, there wasn't even any conversation. He just made that assumption and he got red-faced, veins sticking out in his neck and lunged at me. Like he was, like I was an anti-Trump person, so he didn't want me in his world. I thought he was going to hit me. I mean, he lunged toward me and I just moved back, said, have a nice day, and I left.
Yeah, so you have these men attacking women. And Rebecca said the same thing in Ohio. So these people are feeling emboldened by what's taken place. So just be aware of that. Thanks, Sonia. Let's go to Fadi. Can you keep it brief, please?
Unmute.
Go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Shiva.
Yeah.
Hi, Dr. Shiva. You know, I love seeing you and I love speaking to you. Whenever I get the chance to, let me try to get live here. There we are. Okay. Yeah. I love hearing you, love speaking with you. I love talking to people about you. I made a statement on YouTube that
You have a question, Fadi? Let's keep it to a question.
About the shooting. You wanted us to comment on that. So
no, I wanted to open up to questions. I want to open up to questions. So what's your question?
Well, it wasn't really a question, it was a statement. Okay.
Let's come back to questions stop. It's 10:30. Yes. You know, it's been a long day. I want to make sure people have a chance to ask questions. Okay. Thanks. Next time. Let's go to Kulwant. Go ahead, Kulwant. Sandhu, what's your question?
Dr. Shiva, I'm 1,000% with you on accuracy of what you've called on Donald Trump.
What is that? I can't hear you. Can you speak into the microphone?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's the question?
My question is very simple. You are 100% right, zillion percent right. What is happening to us and Donald Trump is the chosen puppet to take us to the hell pit right now. My question is, after the election, they're going to move us to digital slavery, the banking, stock market crash, and all that's the plan they already have. What are we going to do about it to save our country? You know, we can be educated. Yes, we know. And they have shut you out in a lot of ways. Even Elon Musk, son of a bitch, on Twitter, you are shut down by these guys. I am just looking, nobody's there to save this country. And you're only the man in this nation speaking the truth. And the question coming is, how are we going to organize to get rid of this digital slavery that's going to be enforced after the elections?
Yeah, it's not only digital slavery. So let's ask Suresh, do you want to answer that question?
Yeah. Kulwant, have you taken the course? This is like the core. We play videos for first 1 hour. And Dr. Shiva just spoke about it. Who is going to come save us? We cannot have that mentality of somebody coming and save us. You cannot even... we cannot hear you, Kulwant. Just, I want you to hear me out, okay?
Go ahead, Suresh. Finish up.
Yeah. Don't expect someone to come help you. Okay, he left. That's what the problem of these people. People need to hear what Dr. Shiva is saying. You need to rise up to the occasion. Dr. Shiva has created the infrastructure. He's doing as much as possible. And then after 2 hours, the meeting started at 8, it's 10:30. After 2.5 hours, you're asking, okay, what can we do? I mean, were you even listening? You just want to be entertained? You're not getting the essence of what Dr. Shiva is saying.
Well, Suresh, the other thing is people have a single issue. Every time he comes, he talks about digital banking. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's an important piece. But the only way out of this, it's not going to happen unless enough people put the effort in and do some of the activities. One of them is understanding the dynamics here of how this occurs. And contrary to what people may believe, we, you know, 500 million to 1 billion people throughout the world know about this movement. It's not no one knows about it. They do know about it in spite of all the shadow banning. And that's what's important to understand. And everyone here has a luxury because we've created this infrastructure. If we didn't have this infrastructure, you can't do anything. But to simply sit on the outskirts, you know, the gentleman's attitude is as though somebody's going to do something for him. So we got to get out of that mindset. It's a house nigger mindset, okay? It's someone who's on the fucking plantation. I don't want to be a plantation owner, okay? You got to get off the plantation. It's a mindset. People have to realize that we have to understand these tools, and there's more of us than them. Even if a small fraction of us understand these tools, it's over for them. And right now in the United States, an activity is to help us get on the ballot. And if you talk to Marianne in Arizona, people come, they talk, they want to be entertained. hey, can you go collect signatures? They ghost people. They're gone. So my view is fuck off. You've gotten a lot of value from the videos. You've learned a lot. But where the fuck are you? That's worse than people who are our enemies because you actually know what needs to be done. Oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And then you disappear. Right, Doris? Doris is driving with very minimal means, an hour, to go all the way to Ohio to help us collect signatures. All right? So that's a movement. When you have enough dedicated people like that, there's nothing stopping that. And this is why everything they're doing, I'm telling you with all humility, it's because of the work we've been doing. They're cranking up their fake saviors. Because you know what? They are highly, highly unstable. They can't control more and more people breaking and becoming independent minded. That's what this is about. They're not that strong, guys. I keep telling you, the situation they're in is like trying to balance a pencil on a table. You can't. It's very difficult to do that. It's a serious control systems problem they have. This is why they're so desperate. You saw that thing they pulled off. That's out of desperation what you saw what took place at Philadelphia. So people need to get out of this, because when I'm on the ground, I see a lot of people signing our signatures. When we talk to them the right way, I see a lot of people telling me this was bullshit. So 70% of the people are on our side. We just have to get out there and talk to them. So it's actually a very positive thing. Because our movement exists, they have to do such levels of deception that Elon Musk literally has to steal my shit to act as though he's some anti-establishment guy. It is because of this movement. So you have to learn the material. You have to start participating in the community because that shows you really get it. Doris DeBiche gets it in her bones. Marianne Barry gets it because they're actually out there doing the work. That's the way it is. You see, the swarm has to spend billions and billions and billions of dollars. I mean, how much did they spend on that production? That's what it was, a production. They have to spend billions because the average person doesn't like them. So they everything they do is top down. We've spent nothing. And yet we have this much influence over people. Why is that? It's because people are waiting. They're already moving away. That's why this is so scary for the swarm. This is why they had to do some crazy thing like they did. They're under massive instability right now because our movement exists. Go ahead, Joanne Galt. Go ahead, Joan.
Oh, hey. By the way, thank you for being so vocal about all the political stuff, all these, you know, the charade that's going on. It just makes me deeply disturbed. I've been studying this for 30 years.
Joanne, where are you from? Just so I know.
I'm so sorry. I'm in Maryland, about an hour north of D.C. Oh,
wow. Okay. We should. And how far are you from Virginia, Joan?
Well, it depends. You know, like how deep into Virginia? Located, I'm an hour north of like D.C., an hour west of Baltimore, and an hour north of Arlington, Virginia.
Yeah, let me tell you why Marcus is here. Marcus is a vet, and we need a few more people, even if they can do a few hours to help us in Virginia finish collecting signatures. Marcus, can you say hello?
Hey, Dr. Shiva. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey. Nice to talk with you all. And I'm really proud that you, and I'll address this to you, Dr. Shiva, and everyone else that's involved, because in my business, and I'm day to day on the ground, 7 days a week here, and I have been outspoken for trying to do what you've been doing very effectively for 30 years to expose all this garbage and the people and the deceit. Because I lived it. I was on committees. I testified at hearings in D.C. And I saw firsthand, you know, the shoulder patting and, you know, the special dinners and so forth. So I'm outraged about it. But I have a problem. There are so many people here that are so well educated that are utter assholes. You know, they just, they're so filled with fear, and there's more. I have a lot of research and I'd love to share it with you. You spoke in one of your videos about endocrine disruptors. I have volumes of information about the neurotoxins and how this is effectively dumbing down the population and in so many ways. And if you have anybody there that works with you, I've been trying to get this information out. And I will tell you, I was threatened by a German pharmaceutical company, multi-billion dollar company, and they threatened me to my face. They got their American VP to tell me that if I didn't stop talking, he was going to put me on the streets. So I have to say I have a little apprehension, but I'm a gutsy person. I've been fighting and fighting for 30 years. I just have to be careful because they have verbally threatened me. You know, and I get it. I've been also harassed by, you know, some of these MAGA people who come to my place and, you know, start attacking me. Thank goodness, not physically yet. But I would like to assist. I just, you know, I'm not able right now physically to do a lot on the streets.
So, Joan, what you can do is maybe there's something else you can do with submission of petitions, you know, because they need some help in Virginia. So Suresh will connect you to Marcus, so at least you can communicate with him. But we have a deadline coming up in about 2 weeks.
So yeah, I was wondering how is that going with you know, the collecting of the signatures, and because I didn't see the information, like how many states are you on right now?
Yeah, we don't want to. Yeah, remember all the states are coming up in about a couple of weeks. Right now, we need people to help Marcus. Like if you're in Virginia, please connect with him and help him. Marcus, you're there, right? Marcus, you've connected with Rahul, right?
Yes, Dr. Shiva.
Yeah, thanks. But Joan, Suresh, if you could introduce Joan to either Marcus and or Rahul, it'd be great. Thanks, Joan. Good to have you. Let's go over to Matt Harper. Go ahead, Matt, and then we'll go to Maggie Bernay.
Yes, Dr. Shiva, I want to apologize, first of all. I'm one of the Truth Freedom Health Warriors in Georgia, and I did go out and collect signatures, but I dropped the ball on that. So I just wanted to apologize to you personally for not doing more. I should have, and I'm still very active in the movement. I wish we'd have met our goal, but we did not. So
Matt, how far are you away? Sorry, I don't have my map up. How far are you away, let's say, from Louisiana or Mississippi?
I will be happy to drive. I mean, I'm pretty far away, but I will be happy to assist if I can in any way.
If you can. So we should come to, if you can actually connect with Nicholas Lupo, okay? Suresh, can you connect Matthew? By the way, thanks for sharing that, because, you know, we helped a lot of people in Georgia with the whole Fulton County analysis I did. And we had close to 2,000 volunteers ready to help, but no one mobilized them. That's what's unfortunate. But Matt, yeah. why don't you connect with Nicholas Lupo?
I will do that. And I had a question for you about the shooting incident. It's funny, when my father texted me when it happened, I don't have television in my house. I just use the internet.
Uh-huh.
And when I replied back to him directly, immediately, and just replied back, theater with a question mark. And I didn't even do it as a joke, because when it happened, I just with the timing of it, the timing that it was released and how poorly it was executed. Do you believe that they're going to continue in the future to perpetuate false violence to try to get us in a lockdown state before the election in November? Is that something?
I don't want to make any predictions.
Okay.
I think the more important thing is what we do, you know?
Right.
Because these people have infinite control of now social media, all these things.
Right.
What they cannot do, Matt, is they can't stop you from getting on the ground and helping us get on the ballot. You see? It makes it more difficult. They can't stop you from getting these cards and handing them out to tell people, look, go save yourself, right? We have tools. So I think the issue is, what do we do? Because if we don't focus on that, we're going to say, oh my God, they're so powerful. They're so strong. We can't do anything. Da, 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 da. And the reality is, if you watch the Swarm video, the only reason they're strong is because they have a finite set of people understand this dynamics of control systems.
That's right.
That's it. They don't have anything else. This is why the elites are in a very unstable situation. So if you, I've said this before, if you ever take something and try to, in control systems, highly unstable systems, when you try to balance them, you need to do two things. You need to get rapid amounts of information very fast, because you have to make adjustments very quickly, and you have to do control. So you need surveillance, lots of information, and you need to do infinite amounts of control.
Yes.
It's a classic problem in engineering controls, right? So in order to do that, they have to do infinite amounts of control and infinite amounts of controlling data and information. That's what you just saw happen. Yes. I mean, where are all these videos from this event?
Well, if you were to even go back and look at the Reagan shooting, they don't ask, the president doesn't get to ask to not be rushed away to safety if it was a real live fire.
Exactly.
Event. I mean, they would just drag him out completely. Even if they broke his arm or leg, getting him to safety, they would do that.
Exactly. This whole thing is terrible. Yeah. Just on that one point, Matt, that you just made, on that one point, the whole thing is bullshit.
Yeah.
You know the guy's there, you know he's there, and you let the guy speak. Come on.
And what snipers like plunks them off, you know, a second apart, you know, is the whole thing is ridiculous.
I'm saying just the fact that you knew. And so now they want to make it appear as though Trump is fighting the deep state, like the deep state is his enemy. He is the deep state.
Yes, it's true. Yeah. And by the way,
but Matt, get involved. I got three more people. Yes, but yes, please connect with Nicholas and help him. OK,
thank you.
Thanks,
yes, sir.
Let's go over to Maggie Bernay, and then I think Susan. Go ahead, Maggie.
Hi, Maggie,
good to have you. How are you?
Thank you. Yep. This is just, I usually don't ask questions. I usually don't interfere. But tonight, I was floored, I would say. I got invited into my breakout for Canada, and there was this lady talking, and oh my God, I'm sorry, I had to actually, I was patient, and this, whoever the hell she was, that was the not so obvious, I cringed, I had to actually leave, so I apologize.
Maggie, you can connect with me and tell me who that is, we can discuss that.
This was really bad.
Okay.
Really bad.
We'll see who that is. Did you have a question for Dr. Shiva on
yes.
the topic?
Why is it so easy to get into our private rooms? Because this was off.
So Maggie, one of the things we have been teaching people, if you found somebody who is off, you got to speak up. So let me connect with you separately and Glenn.
Thank
and see
you.
What happened, okay?
Thank you very much, Suresh. And sorry for interrupting Dr. Shiva.
Yeah, no worries, Maggie. But people who know better, to Suresh's point, you guys have the right to speak up and shut these people down and throw them the fuck out, okay?
Yep.
We don't need to be lamenting because this is our venue. Freedom of speech means I have the freedom of speech to tell you to shut the fuck up. Right. I have my freedom of speech. Freedom of speech does not mean we let fascists come in here and do whatever the hell they want. OK. Susan, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi again, Dr. Shiva. I just have a couple of questions. The first one is in your videos, you refer to society turning into a system of slavery. And I wondered if that reference is related to the current trend of that the Great Reset, it's otherwise referred to as the Great Reset.
Yeah, so Susan, this is what I would recommend. First of all, we want to welcome you. The first thing I would do is I would recommend we have an entire aggregated set of videos, because everyone who's come to our movement has come from different points that affected them. So Suresh did a very good job putting them together in about a 2-hour set of videos that's on the membership. There's no charge for that at all, but go through that. And it's called Get Off the Plantation. And that may motivate you to want to become a warrior scholar, but kindly do that, because that'll answer that question specifically. But it's good to have you. I hope you and Marianne connect. Marianne, make sure that Susan at least becomes a warrior scholar, okay? Because a lot of these things will get answered. All right, everyone, it's 10:45. In the interest of time, because we have a bunch of things going on here, because we have to actually get out about 6-7 in the morning, and we have to go collect signatures. In Massachusetts, we need about 15,000 signatures here. And so we're working very hard to get on the ballot. And so, you know, we have a bunch of work to do. If you saw the work we have to do here, in Massachusetts, not only do we have to collect the signatures, there's 350 towns. We have to then deliver the signatures to each town and then go pick them up. Some of the towns are 3 hours away. And then we have to submit them to the Secretary of State. They make it very, very difficult. So it's a lot of work, but we're doing it. And that's why I keep encouraging people that what's emerged out of our run for president is some really, really incredible people have emerged. Even if they collected 1 or 2 or 10 signatures, and the efforts that they made showed that they are willing to get on the ground. And that's a very different character of a person than people who just comes here and ask me questions. And it's fun. I enjoy doing that. But I also want people to get on the ground and do the work. Because if you don't do the work, you don't learn shit. You have to get a flyer, hand it out. I mean, this simple thing, you see, we put a lot of effort into it. It says, they are killing you. Shatter the swarm. Learn to fight back. It's a very simple message. Okay, if you guys want it right now, let Suresh know and we'll get you the PDF. You can go and print them out. And this is, the Shatter the Swarm website is being converted to every language on the planet with the words in that language. It's a huge amount of effort. Any one of you who has skills, writing skills, but right now we need people helping in Ohio collecting signatures and Virginia collecting signatures. If you're in the Midwest, in Nebraska or Iowa, if you know people, friends and family, let Suresh know. Suresh, that's what I'd like you to do. People know people in the following states: Iowa, Nebraska, Mississippi, Kentucky. I don't know if Rose is here. In Rhode Island, Vermont. If you know people, these are states that we should get on the ballot quite easily. And we have, you know, hundreds of thousands of people who registered into our database, and then mobilizing them to get off their butt to do it. That's the challenge, right? It's a challenge where people talk. They want to talk all conspiracy, Okay, now help us do something. Some people are just crickets. You don't hear from them. It's this laziness, right? This lack of understanding. Theory has to meet with practice. It's not enough talking. What are you going to do? Are you going to go hand out flyers for 5 hours, 1 hour, 2 hours, and have conversations with other people, serve your fellow human being? That's where the rubber meets the road. And the more of us that understand the importance of doing that or helping, some of you may be disabled or you have other stuff going on. You can help in the back room. We have a guy who comes in here every day and we have to ship out all these forms. You know, Bob helps put them together and send them out. You know, we can all help in some way. Or if you have a lot of money, give us the money. You know, we'll take it. Okay. We'll go use it to print stuff, help people out, but help, be of service. Suresh, if you can just find that from people in those, you know, if they do get their names, yep. And then we want to send them to people. Okay. Thanks, everyone. Be well. Be the light. Best to you and your family. Thank you. And to all of you guys on social media. I hope that was valuable. But if those of you guys are listening, go to Shiva4President.com. Shiva4President.com. You can, number one, you can get one of these bumper stickers and put it on the rear window of your car. Very simple. These are like $5. They're nothing. Shipping's included. That's one thing you can do. The other thing is go to Shiva4President.com and volunteer, volunteer, volunteer. Help us in any way. The other thing is if you have a lot of money or some money, you can donate. But donation is great because some people with money don't have time and some people with time don't have money. But figure out how you want to get involved. It's up to you. And then finally, become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Go to truthfreedomhealth.com. You can do both. You can get educated and you can contribute. So we've created this entire framework for all of you to get involved, but figure out how you want to get involved and get involved. But don't just sit on the sidelines and watch when you know that we've created a framework for all of you to actually be involved. And we've made it easy. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com and become part of this movement, get the learnings, or go to Shiva4President right now and volunteer. Thank you. Be well.